everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. Get ready for some...
It's time.
It's Dora. Let's talk with Dora.
Let's talk about it.
It's Dora.
Come on, y'all, let's talk about it.
Let's talk with Dora.
Welcome back to Let's Talk About It. I'm your host, Dora Sherry. Tonight's guest is living proof that sometimes the universe cancels your plans on purpose. I thought my night was ruined when my Jelly Roll concert fell apart a couple years ago. But instead, destiny tossed me a perfect beanbag and introduced me to the one and only Matt Guy, the national cornhole champion, king of the boards, and the only man who can make tossing bags look like a superpower. Please help me welcome Matt Guy to the stage. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Doran. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. You were such a pleasure to me and such an angel who saved me.
That night? Yeah, the night at the Jelly Roll concert, yes.
Yeah. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago, I think?
I think it was three years yeah. ago, yeah. Yeah, crazy
wow,
enough, but right.
Time goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I know I couldn't get in. I was supposed to be going like backstage and meeting Jelly Roll and hanging out backstage and everything. And the person that was supposed to get us all back there never showed up. So it never happened for me. And then, so I'm just, they all had tickets for the show and I didn't. So they all went in the show. I'm outside and lo and behold, I made a new friend, just kind of the way it worked out.
That's right. Like I said, you know, sometimes the destiny will just throw you a beanbag. I was there and with three other girlfriends. And
right, it was your birthday. That's right.
Yeah. And not being technically savvy, I did not know when you get tickets, you're supposed to get an email that you download and that gives you your tickets. Well, I spent the whole time for an hour and a half going from Pickwood to Columbus trying to get this thing to download. So by the time we get there, I can't get in. They won't take, no. I can't get the ticket up. I can't get in. My girlfriends, I told them to go in and I said, I'll just hang out up here at the ticket box office. So I look around and everybody there and I thought, oh my God, who looks safe to stand close to for the next couple hours?
And you chose me?
Well, I'm just kind of strange like that. You got me a little weird for me to catch your vibe. But I ended up coming over to you and we started talking and laughed about neither one of us could get in. You were actually supposed to play cornhole with Jelly Hole, weren't you? Or something like that?
Yeah, we were supposed to. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Sure was.
Well, Jelly Roll doesn't know what he missed.
No. He must
have. And we didn't miss the concert.
No, we heard everything, didn't we? Yeah, we heard everything, just couldn't see it.
Yeah, we just stood there on that trash can, big old trash can, talking.
Yeah.
Flowers.
I was going to say, I remember you were struggling because your phone was about to die. And I had a portable charger in my car that I had to go get for you. Yeah, I remember that.
See, I knew exactly who to pick on. Let's talk about your, national cornhole champion, Matt. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So the story with that is, me and my dad were horseshoe pitchers back in the 80s and 90s. I used to travel, not per se the country, but used to travel regionally and play cornhole with my dad in tournaments. And at one point I was ranked like 6th in the world. I got pretty good at it. So I was ranked like 6th in the world at one point. And then cornhole came around and it was just a very easy thing for me to do because of the pitching horseshoes. It just came natural. And I started seeing tournaments for it and started playing in them and winning money. So I was like, this is kind of cool because there was really never any money or nothing to be won in horseshoes. It was just trophies and pride, more or less.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, I can actually make some extra side money doing this. This is kind of cool. And then when my oldest son, Brett, was 11, he came up one day and he said, hey, Dad, can I start playing with you? And I was like, sure. So he started picking up the game and playing. And then now I didn't just like hand him, hey, you're my partner. I made him earn his way there. And when he was 14, he definitely got good enough and proved himself good enough to be my partner. And geez, we've been partnering up and playing since and playing in tournaments now for the past 17 years with my son. So it's pretty cool.
Wow.
It is really, really cool. And me and him as a team are 4-time world champions, which is like, I still cry like a baby every time I think about it. I mean, I'm a world champion with my son. Who could ask for more than that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What a blessing that is, huh? One of the first things you told me was about your wife, your sons, and how your son plays with you. And that's amazing. Is your wife real supportive? Amazing. Does she travel with you or does she say, no, go on, bye-bye. I'll see you when you get back.
if we're going to a beach, she's interested in going or maybe somewhere like Vegas. But yeah, usually it's just me and him trailing for the most part. But actually we had a tournament and we had a major tournament in Cleveland, Ohio here about 2 months ago. And actually, so that's a 4-hour drive. So the whole family actually went to that one. So I rented a big house on Airbnb and we all got to hang and the grandkids all played and it was a great weekend. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Meeting a lot of wonderful people.
And they got to watch me win one. So yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
That's so cool. So they enjoy that, huh?
it was neat. That don't get to happen very often, so that was very neat.
Well, would you say 4-time champion? I think it does happen very often, Matt.
Well, actually overall I have 14 world championships to my name. 10 of them are in singles and 4 of them are in doubles. So
wow.
And my son is a 1-time singles world champion himself, so yeah.
Wow, so you passed that good arm down, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've created a legacy. We have.
That's amazing. So you have 3 sons, you told me.
I do. I got Brett, who's 31, and Sean is 29, and Carson is 20, and Carson recently just started playing. So hopefully we'll have a third coming.
Wow. Whole family affair, huh?
Yeah.
What would you say is one of your favorite tournaments, Matt?
As far as like going to, or you mean like a tournament I've won or a place I've been or
maybe both.
So as far as going to somewhere to play in a tournament, Vegas takes the cake. Vegas is always a blast. And it's kind of cool because when we go there, a lot of times they'll have me up on like a big marquee, you know, on bright lights in Vegas. That's always kind of cool.
No.
That's always been kind of cool. But I mean, my favorite tournament that I've ever won that stands out is the first time me and my son became world champions as a team. Just that was just the best thing ever. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was just the best thing ever. I had no idea there was such a big deal about cornhole.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a lot of people really, unless you're into it, did not. And then now it's been on ESPN now for about the last 10 years. So it's steadily has had a growth of more and more and more people know about it. I mean, there's tournaments going on in, you know, Europe and Australia and Japan and Russia. I mean, they're having tournaments all over the world now, not just the United States.
Wow. It's really
going to be interesting to see where it all lands. Yeah. Cause it just keeps growing.
I watched you on Facebook some time ago and you were just, I think it looked like you were in your barn or something and you were just tossing the bags. And oh my gosh, I couldn't even count how many in a row you just put in there perfectly. Just boom.
That's the name of the game. Down the middle wins, but it's repetition and, you know, just hand-eye coordination. And, you know, it's crazy because, like I told you, we was in Dallas last weekend, And that was actually my worst outing of the year. We got there Thursday. I felt great going in, and Friday started, and I was playing great pretty much all Friday. And then toward the end of the night, I hit a wall and kind of lost it and never recovered. Just, we're all human. We all have good days, bad days. And
yeah,
it's kind of funny. I got home and started throwing and felt great. And then I threw one bag and I was like, that's what it felt like in Dallas. What was causing it? So, I pinpointed the cause of the problem. So hopefully I won't do that again. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I guess I used to bowl a lot, and I know there were nights where I couldn't throw the ball wrong. I could roll it between my legs behind me and get a strike. And other nights, oh my God, it was like, where's the camera? Where's the candid camera?
I get it. We're all human. So, it's just, you're going to have your good days and bad days. So, that's why you look at some of these guys that are just, have been the consistency over years is just unfathomable. You know what I'm saying? I've probably been the most consistent player ever, but I still have my bad days too. That's just part of being human.
Now, you've coached your son the whole way, right? You said he started when he was what, 11?
Mm-hmm. 11. Wow. Yep.
Did you push him into it, or did he want to do it?
I didn't push him into it. He wanted to do it, He came, I was just down there throwing. He came up, Dad, can I throw with you? I was like, of course, and I just kind of showed him how to hold it and how to throw it. And he picked it up rather quickly. He's got good hand-eye coordination like his old man. So
there you go. That's what it takes too, isn't it? And follow through, I would imagine. That follow through.
Oh, yeah. Just nice and smooth and follow through. Sure.
Yeah.
But, and again, at this point, I've been playing 26 years. I feel like, man, I should never miss a bag. But, it's a sport. This gets in the way. So it's still like every other game. It's 90% up here and 10%. But the days when you don't have to think about it, like you said, and everything's just going smooth, those are the best days ever.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you, are all the bags, I know you have certain bags that you that you own, or did you design those, the bags?
No. They're just the bags we throw now. Alien Cornhole is our sponsor, and they make bags, but all the bags that anybody throws in the league have to be approved by the league and, stamped by the league, and they have to be a certain, width and a certain thickness and a certain weight. They all have to meet specs to be eligible to play in the league.
You just answered my next question. I was going to ask you if they're all the same size and weight. And now, I heard that some are filled with corn and some are filled with sand. Is that true?
Or no, different? So in professional cornhole, there's no more corn and there's no sand. They actually use little plastic resin pellets is what they use.
Oh.
And I didn't even know this until I went to Alien Cornhole and watched bags actually being made. The little resin pellets that are in the bags, there's like 20 different variances of resin pellets that they, it's like a mad scientist, different mixtures do different things. It's crazy. I had no idea until I actually watched the bags being made. And he's like, we kind of play like mad scientists with them until we find something that works. It's crazy.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I had no idea either.
What would you say is one of your most challenging tournaments? You said there are times when you just can't hit right. Were there times you got out of yourself?
Yeah, there's days where, you just can't get the proper focus, or, maybe your back's a little tight or your shoulder's a little tight, and it all affects how you play, but my toughest tournament, so every year in California, they have a tournament called Spencer McKenzie's, and it's played on the beach, right off of the beach, and it is always just like crazy windy. And when you're trying to throw a flat 1 pound cornhole bag into 35, 40 mile an hour winds, it can be tough. And some guys do it seeming like there's no problem at all. That's not me. I struggle with it bad. So that's my toughest tournament, is definitely outside in the wind, is definitely my Achilles heel, if you would.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Used to not be, but now it is. I don't know. Things change.
Well, we change as we get a little older too, I think.
Yes, we do.
I used to win all the awards, high average, high game, high series, all that in bowling, bowled all the time. And I went bowling with Paul, my boyfriend, and his grandsons and daughter for his birthday. And I think I got like, I was lucky to get an 80 something. It was so wild.
Okay, but I do have kind of a cool story to share with you. So about 5 months ago, I got diagnosed with severe arthritis across my shoulders and up through my neck. So basically everything up here was bone on bone. So I was just like for 3 months straight, I was in severe pain, really couldn't move my head and was still playing, but I was miserable.
Yeah.
And I went to a place called QC Kinetics. And they did an ultrasound, said, yeah, you have no cartilage between your bones. And I was like, right, can you help me? And after going through 9 sessions of getting PRP injections, I'm now 100% healed. I have the cartilage where I had no cartilage. I now have full cartilage. I can turn my head, no problem, no pain, full mobility.
Wow.
Totally changed my life. Totally changed my life.
Oh, I can imagine. I have chronic back pain. I've had my back broken a few times and 9 surgeries. And someone mentioned that to me. So I might
look
into
that. It literally changed my life. It's worth looking into. It is amazing. So, and what was crazy, and they don't use nothing foreign. They use your own blood. They just take the regenerative cells out of your own blood and inject them into where they need to go, and then it does its magic.
Wow, yeah, I can only imagine the relief. I know.
Incredible!
My back was starting to really hurt me, and that my sciatica. I was landing on that leg when I bowled, and it totally stopped me. It was no fun anymore. It was just excruciating pain and. You know, so yeah, I can only imagine when you have to toss those bags and stuff all the time, you know, how all that would affect you.
Oh, I'm sure. I didn't know how bad I was until I actually got diagnosed and they did an ultrasound. But like, I mean, I would go to a tournament because our tournaments are like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We play from 8 a.m. to 10 to 12 p.m. So it's like 10, 12, 14 hour days.
Oh, yeah.
So usually by Sunday, I'm like barely able to get out of bed, can barely move. Since I've had this done, man, I get Sunday comes around, I get right up, like, let's go, we got day 3. And I literally feel like I'm 30 years old again. It totally changed my life.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Now, where did you say you got that done?
It's called QC Kinetics.
Okay.
Like K-I-N-E-T-I-X, QC Kinetics. But man, I vouched for him, worked a miracle on me. Again, I had no cartilage, and now I have full cartilage. Crazy.
Wow, so they can actually make your body grow stuff again.
Yeah.
lack of a better way to put that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it regenerates. It's called regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine. And they said they can fix anything from head to toe. So, yeah, it's kind of wild. Kind of wild.
That's amazing. So you were talking about being on TV. Now, if we want to watch the tournaments and stuff, network is that on? Is that
they're usually on ESPNU or ESPN2, and then generally our world championships coming up in last week of July, first week of August. Those are usually on the big network on ESPN.
Great. It's fun to watch you on there.
Yeah, when I know you,
it's really cool.
Well, down in Dallas, I made the broadcast for one tournament, and I got my butt kicked per se on TV. So that's part of it. So you know, I sell cleaning supplies, so I got all these customers. So I go to my customers, they're like, "Yeah, I just watched you get your butt kicked on ESPN." I'm like, "Yep." Yes, you did.
Nothing like being humbled, huh?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
But I have so much. I have so much fun with it. I mean, if you compete in a sport, you're going to have good and bad. So you just take it on stride, right? So, absolutely.
Yeah, I just interviewed a month or so ago, China Smith, the world boxing champion. He just got inducted to the Florida Hall of Fame. I mean, what an amazing man. He's got like 35-4 knockout record or something. And he talked about that, you know, how not every fight comes out the way you want it to, you know, and you get humbled when you lose and you learn from it. And
yes, you do. You learn from it and it makes you a little hungrier.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Actually, I do have a cool story. And I don't think I've ever told you this. So about 8 years ago, I won a tournament. And for trophies, they make like miniature cornhole boards. And they'll design them. They'll design them for like the different tournaments, right? But they're, you know, little cornhole boards. And about 8 years ago, I won one. And literally, trophies to me, it just they're dust collectors.
Yeah.
I mean, I've won so many. I mean, they're dust collectors. That's what they are to me. That's just the way it is, right?
Yeah.
I got this trophy, and I looked around, and I was like, So I got this trophy. I went and got a Sharpie out of my bag, and I signed it. And I went and found a little kid, and I was like, would you like this trophy to take home with you? And the look on their face and the excitement and their eyes getting this big just melted my heart. So for the last 8 years, when I win a tournament, I get that trophy. That's the first thing I do is I sign it, and I find the first kid I see and give it to them. And just to them, it's like the greatest thing in the world. To me, it's a dust collector, so it's a no-brainer. Yeah. But just watching the excitement, I mean, I tear up doing it all the time, just watching the excitement on their face, like, oh, my gosh, Mac, I mean, it's just so cool. It is just so cool. Yeah.
Oh, kids
have so much fun with that. Yeah. Yeah.
And you never know how you're going to influence them. You may start
absolutely
for the next champion. Who knows?
You know what? I was in a tournament in Michigan last year, and I was playing to get against a young man who was bigger than me, and I gave him a trophy like 7 years prior, he told me. And I was like, did I really? And he was like, yeah, it was great, man. And here he was out there playing, you know, and it was super. Yeah, it was super.
Oh, that had to be surreal to him.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if your hero gave you that and then you end up, you know, playing against him? Did he beat you?
Yep. No, no.
But don't give it to him. Don't let
him out. Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. You want some from me, you're going to earn it.
That's right. Yeah, when I was at the height of my bowling, my son one time got in the attic and found, I don't know, like, I think 92 or 93 trophies.
Yeah, in the attic, right? In the attic, right? Yeah, in the attic.
I think I got where I would pull the stairs down to toss the trophy up there. And that's set them all out up on those bookshelves. Yeah. I said, son.
And that's my point, right? That's my point. They're dust collectors to me, but to these kids, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. My son thought that was so cool to see all of them. he took all the plates off of each trophy and put them in frames for me. Just lined them up in rows frames for me. And then we hauled all the trophies down to the Special Olympics kids.
Oh, perfect.
That was so much fun.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great.
I always coached my son's league, too, when he was a little teen.
Oh, nice.
His bowling league. Nice. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, the kids loved it. They, like I said, I had a very high average, and the kids knew it. And so they decided we were going to have a day that, where the coaches had to bowl opposite handed. Man, I can't brush my hair with my left hand.
Same. I don't have any hair to brush, but I can't do it.
The kids loved it. Every gutter ball I rolled, every one down, they were loving it. And I think that's the most fun I've ever had bowling.
Yeah. No, I get it. I absolutely get it. But I'm the same way. I got nothing with my left hand. I got nothing.
Yeah. I don't even think I can stir coffee with my left hand.
One thing, it's weird. One thing I do with my left hand is drive. That's like the only thing I do with my left hand is drive.
Me too.
Yep.
No, I actually shoot pool left-handed.
You know what? I do too. Do I'm not very good at pool, but I shoot pool left hand. I sure do. Yep.
Yeah, and I bet.
I do it right handed. It don't feel right. I do it left handed. Yeah. Like, okay. Yep.
Yeah. That my boyfriend weird. Paul learned to play the guitar. He's left handed and he plays a right handed guitar upside down, strung from my hand.
If it works, it works.
Yeah. Oh, he's a legend. It's working right for on. Him, just like it's right working on. For you in cornhole.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. You're just
anytime. Yeah, it's great to see and talk to you. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you too, and thanks again for rescuing me. And I'm not a bit weird on this jelly roll.
Very welcome.
I said that night, wouldn't it be funny if neither one of us could get into the concert, but we ended up playing playing cornhole with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Maybe we'll send him this video.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? You never know.
Yeah. Absolutely not. You never know until you ask. I'm a sales guy, so I always ask. The worst they can say is nope.
Me too. Everybody said, you know, I'm the sales girl.
Yep.
I'll talk you I'll convince you you need it, whatever it is. And you will.
That's funny.
All right, Matt. Well, that thank is you funny. So much.
All right, Dora. Absolutely. Great catching up with you.
You too. And we'll be watching for you on TV.
Thank you. God bless.
Keep throwing those bags, buddy, and keep sure that sun in line, too. And the next one coming up.
Oh, yes.
Who knows? Grandkids. You got some of them, right?
I
Put
do.
Bags and in
my, my 9-year-old grandson has now started to try to play some. So, yeah, I'm sure he'll get the itch. I'm sure he will. Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. I have friends who do motorcycle drag racing in Florida, and they have 3 generations now. Racing and they're all champions. The grandmother and grandfather are both in the Racing Hall of Fame, and I think the daughter and the son-in-law are probably going to be in there soon. And the way it looks, so are those grandkids. You never know.
Absolutely.
It's in the genes or it's in the teaching. Who knows?
Runs in the family, as they say. Yep.
The family that plays together stays together. Right.
100%. Yep. We've been 32 years now. Me and my wife's been married. So,
Wow. Yeah, that's one of the most beautiful things I liked about you when you right away started talking about your family, your son and your wife, and how you cry when you win with your son. Son makes fun of you because you cry.
Yep. And, then my mom and dad just celebrated their 59th wedding anniversary yesterday. So,
wow. Yeah. See? It's taught, isn't it? It's that example you see.
It 100% is, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%
is. And that good time together.
Yep.
All right. Well, go enjoy your family.
Thank you, Dora.
We'll catch up with you again. Okay?
Sounds great.
Come back on and see us again.
Yep, absolutely. Anytime.
All right. And keep that arm exercised and that neck loosened up.
It's good to go now. Yep. I'm like a 30-year-old. I'm good to go.
There you go. Maybe I will check into that.
I'll tell you what, it was life-changing. It really was. It really was.
Wow. Yep. What a testimony that is, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So maybe, maybe that'll help some other people tonight too.
I hope it does. You know, I've referred a bunch of people there and, you know, some of them have taken in and some have called me and said, I've gone and they've started it. And so far I've got a thumbs up from everybody. So it's the real deal.
Yeah. I've never heard anything bad about it. And I've had several of my friends that have gone through that treatment.
So. I never heard of it. I heard a commercial on the radio. That's what sparked my interest. I was like, what can it hurt?
Yeah. When you're already in pain, you'll do just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, friend. All right. Talk to you later. Have a great evening.
Right.
And God bless.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.